Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? The future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or the prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at Delphi St. John's, we're here courtside. We're in the large gym, the basketball gym here at Delphi St. John's. Sometimes in the past we've been in a smaller gym across the way, but not tonight. So Fort Recovery looking to run their record to 3-0 with a victory here this evening. And Delphi St. John's comes in with a 1-1 record. At the JV match tonight, it was Delphi St. John's losing to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 25-15 and 25-8. Fort Recovery improves to 3-0 on the year. Delphi St. John's drops to 1-2. Again, high school volleyball tonight is what we have here. Fort Recovery traveling to Delphi St. John's, the first conference game of the year for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and for Delphi St. John's. And we're just about set to go here. They've introduced the starting lineups. And out there to begin with for Fort Recovery, Whitley Rammel. Marissa Garkey is out there. Also out there for Fort Recovery is Grace Guggenbiller. Hope Wendell is in the lineup to start with. And, of course, Paige Fortkamp is there as well. And who else we see? Oh, we see Emma Collig. Emma Collig is there also for Fort Recovery. So those are your six starters, so to speak, for the Lady Indians. There'll be a lot of others in there as well tonight. Delphi St. John's has Abby Bittner out there along with Melanie King. Also in the lineup, Cameron Mullenkamp. Also Brianna Altenberger. Erica Munter is in the lineup for Delphi St. John's. And I think the other one is Hallie Elwer. So those are the Lady Blue Jays. As always in Ohio this year, the visiting team gets to serve first. There's no coin toss. And so Hope Wendell will go back to serve first for Fort Recovery. It is a good serve. Here's the set for Delta St. John's, and hitting it into the net was the Lady Blue Jays, Brianna Altenberger. So point for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell picks up her first service point of the evening. Here's another serve. It's good. Delphi St. John's to the net. The dink over, played by Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. And we got carrying the ball called on Fort Recovery. So that'll make it 1-1, and Delphi St. John's gets the serve now. Side out Delphi St. John's. Here's the first serve. It's a good one. The set by Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, and she hits it out of bounds over the back line. So point for Delphi St. John's. Erica Munter is doing the serving here for the Lady Blue Jays. Good serve again. Dug out by Fort Recovery over to Delphi St. John's. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. The set and the smash by Marissa Garkey, and it's out of bounds. Point Delphi St. John's. So it's 3-1. Delphi St. John's taking the early lead here over Fort Recovery. And once again, Erica Munter will serve. I think that was too long. Yes. Over the end line on the other end. And so that makes it 3-2. Fort Recovery now with the serve. I'm Rob Weaver here at Delphi St. John's tonight. Conference matchup between the Lady Blue Jays and our Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Glad to have you join us, whether you're on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on the radio station. And Marissa Garkey hits the serve into the net, service error for the Lady Indians. And if you were with us the other night against Jay County, you knew that was really the only Achilles heel that the Lady Indians had, too many service errors. There's a service ace right at Kiki Wendell, and Kiki could not dig it out. So Abby Bittner picks up the ace, and Fort Recovery wants to talk about it as Travis Guggenbiller finds his Lady Indians down here 5-2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
So going back to serve here for the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays is Abby Bittner again. Just had an ace a moment ago. Here's the next serve, dug out by Kiki Wendell, this time to the net. And it was too far to the net as Hope Wendell just couldn't do anything with it. And so it falls on the floor. It's another point for Delphi St. John's. Here's Bittner serving again, dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will pass it, and Paige Fortkamp can't get it across the net. So it's all of a sudden 7-2. Delphi St. John's in the lead here. Here's Bittner with another serve. Abby Bittner, a senior. This is too long. Service error for Delphi St. John's. And that gives the serve back to Fort Recovery, trailing 7-3 now. Now Whitley Rammel will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. And it is a good serve. Excellent serve. And Delphi St. John's can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve for that. Again, Whitley Rammel serving here for the Lady Indians. 7-4 score now. Here's another one from Whitley. Good serve again. Here's the dig and the pass to the net. And just free-balling it over to Fort Recovery is Delphi St. John's. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. That's smashed by Paige Fortkamp, and there you go. Paige, you had 23 kills the other night. Gets her first one here this evening to make it 7-5. Lady Indians down by two. And give another service point to Whitley Rammel. Whitley serves. It's dug out by St. John's on the back line. Here's the set and the dink over. And they didn't get it over. Unfortunately for St. John's, Melanie King could not get it over. And so Fort Recovery picks up another point, 7-6. Whitley Rammel picks up another service point. She'll serve again. It's good. Dug out by St. John's, a set at the net, free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will pass to Hope Wendell, who sets for Paige Fortkamp. Paige dinks it over. Now St. John's back over to Fort Recovery on the second hit. Here is Marissa Garkey, too long. Out of bounds, side out Delphi St. John's. Coming back to serve now for St. John's is going to be Melanie King, another senior for St. John's. Good serve by King. Here's Marissa Garkey freeballing it over. Just barely got across the net. Here's the set for St. John's. The smash and the kill. Picking up the kill is Hallie Elwer. That makes it 9-6. St. John's on top by three here. Lady Indians have been trailing the entire game here. Here's the next serve. It's a good one. Back to St. John's. And they got the kill as... Hitting it at the top of the net for St. John's was Tori Steeman for her first kill tonight. And it's 10-6. St. John's leading here by four. Got a substitute coming in, and then we're set to go now. Serving here is Melanie King. Good serve. The hit back by Fort Recovery. Played by St. John's. And they're going to call St. John's in the net. So Fort Recovery gets advantage of that, gets a point. And side out. Going back to serve now for Fort Recovery is Emma Collig, number four on her uniform. One of my favorite sports numbers, number four. 10-7, Lady Indians trail by three. Travis Guggenbiller, the coach of the Lady Indians. Good serve by Collig. It's just dug out and right back to Fort Recovery. Here's Whitley Rammel back to St. John's. The set at the net, and they could not get it over. Four hits on St. John's. Give the point to Emma Collig. That's her first service point of the evening. Emma is a junior for the Lady Indians. Another good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the tip over, and they didn't get it over. They were in the net. Another service point for Emma Collig. She'll serve again, and it's now 10-9. Lady Indians on the verge of tying this one up here in the first game. Good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the smash by the Lady Blue Jays. Emma Collig to Guggenbiller on the hit. And they're going to say four hits on Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller's hit went into the net and then came back at him, and they couldn't get it over in three hits. So side out, St. John's. Going back to serve now for the Lady Blue Jays for the first time is Cameron Mullenkamp. Good serve. At the net, Emma Collig passes over here on the left. And over and blocked and back, and there's a hit out of bounds, I believe, Whitley Rammel. Lily Luthold is also in the lineup now for Fort Recovery. Here's another serve for Cameron Mullenkamp. It's good. Luthold hits it back and got the kill. Lily Luthold gets the kill for Fort Recovery. That gives the side out back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 12-10. And back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Mara Pearson. And we got what on? I didn't see what the. I think they were in the net. I think St. John's was in the net there. Give the point to Fort Recovery. Here's the serve by Mara. A good serve. The set for St. John's. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for the Lady Indians. The smash by Marissa Garkey. St. John's able to dig it out. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel passing to the front to Emma Collig. Back to Whitley. A smash, and it's too long. Out of bounds. Give the service point to St. John's. Give the point to St. John's. 13-11. Lady Indians leading by two here. First game of this conference matchup. Best of five. Pass to the net. Dinking the ball over there was Grace Guggenbiller. Back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for St. John's. Honestly, not sure who that was. I missed that. And so it'll be side out St. John's, and serving now for the Lady Blue Jays here is going to be Brianna Altenberger. 14-11, Fort Recovery leads by three. Here's a good serve. The set for Fort Recovery. The smash by Guggenbiller. She got the kill. Gracie Guggenbiller with the kill for Fort Recovery. That makes it now 14-12. Now serving for Fort Recovery is going to be the Lady Indians, Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and they hit it out of bounds. Give a service point to Aubrey Kanapke. Coach Guggenbiller going to a lot of different players here. I think that's 15-13 now, but it says 14-13. We'll wait and see if they correct that. Here's the serve, and it is out of bounds on the serve. Now it's 15-13. Fort Recovery leads by two. Here's the serve by St. John's. It's a good one by Hallie Elwer. The hit back by Fort Recovery, and they hit it out of bounds. They've done that several times here this evening. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's the set for Fort Recovery back over Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill. That was an easy one. That was just a placement hit there for Whitley Rammel. That is her first kill of the evening. Makes it 16-13 now. Fort Recovery leads by three, and the Lady Indians have side outs. We're in the first game here, Fort Recovery and Delphi St. John's. Good serve. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. And free balling it over is going to be Hope Wendell. There's a smash by St. John's, blocked at the net. Another block by, that was a block there by Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel, who picked up the point. And so, 16-15, that's not the right score. It's got to be 17-14, I think. Here's Hope Wendell on a good serve again. Back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Hope Wendell is just a machine out there when it comes to setting. Whitley Rammel picks up her second kill of the evening. And here's the tip over. The set by Fort Recovery, and Marissa Garkey gets the kill. So Garkey gets the kill. Now the score is 17-16. That is the correct score. 17-16, Fort Recovery leads by one. Here's the dig and the hit back over to Fort Recovery, and St. John's gets the kill. Makes it 17-17. We're all tied up here now. First game of, we'd like to see just three games tonight with Fort Recovery winning all three, but St. John's has been giving us a tussle here in this first game. Here serving now is Erica Munter. Good serve, and off of Paige Fortkamp. Now Emma Colleague back to Delphi St. John's. The set, a smash, and a kill by St. John's' Abby Bittner. That gives St. John's the lead back, 18-17 now. Here's the next serve. It's a good serve, dinked over by Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the dink kill. So give Whitley number three in the kill department tonight. Fort Recovery will be serving now. And it's going to be Madeline Kanapke on the serve. Good serve there. Here's the hit by St. John's, blocked by Fort Recovery. A smash back to Fort Recovery, and nobody can play it. Melanie King gets a kill for St. John's. That gives the home team the lead again, 19-18. St. John's serving again. Bittner on the serve. It's a good serve. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel. Oh, dug out nicely by St. John's. The smash back to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Paige Fortkamp free-balling it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel hits it over. A dink on. We've got a St. John's player carrying the ball. Illegal hit. Fort Recovery gets the point. Here's the amazing Kiki Wendell back to serve for her first time tonight. Good serve by Kiki. Dug out by St. John's by Melanie King. Back over to Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell, who sets at the net. And the outside hitter is Paige Fortkamp, and they say she got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with only her second kill of the night. She's been kind of kept out of the offense here. She's been in there. Just hasn't been involved that much in the offense so far. Kiki Wendell gets the service point for Fort Recovery. She will serve again. A let serve and an ace serve for Kiki. Just barely got it over the net, and it fell on the floor. Fort Recovery scores another point to lead 21-19. Again, the JV for Fort Recovery won tonight 25-15 and 25-8 to improve their record to 3-0 on the year. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery, and they're going to call a double hit on Delphi St. John's, Maya Conley. So give Kiki Wendell another service point. Three in a row for her here. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by St. John's by Brianna Altenberger. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and they hit it out of bounds. Allie Kramer just free-balling it over, but free-balled it too far to the out-of-bounds mark. And St. John's calls time as Fort Recovery has now taken a 23-19 lead here in this first game. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Kiki Wendell will serve again here. She's had a run of four straight points to make it 23-19 now. Fort Recovery with the lead here, trying to close this first game out. Wendell, another good serve. Altenberger passes off. Altenberger gets it back, free balls it over. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp, and she gets the kill from the outside hitting position. That was not a vicious hit, just a placement hit there for Paige Fortkamp. Kill number three for her on the night. Kiki Wendell picks up her fifth straight point. Serves again. Dug out by St. John's, the set at the net. This is game point, by the way. And there's a kill for St. John's for Melanie King. That keeps St. John's alive, makes it 24-20 now. Fort Recovery leads by four, but St. John's needs to run the table here, or they're not going to win this game. Here is Melanie King serving, and it's a service error, and that's it. Fort Recovery wins game number one, 25-20. Lady Indians move up 1-0 here. It was one ahead of last Tuesday when the Lady Indians lost the first game to Jay County, came back to win the next three. So Lady Indians up 1-0 here, 25-20 over St. John's. We'll be back with the second game in a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards. which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Delta St. John's, we move on to Game 2. Fort Recovery trailed much of Game 1, but came back and won 25-20 in Game 1 with Kiara Wendell serving five straight points there at the end to give the Indians the cushion they needed to win Game 1. We move on to Game 2. Since Fort Recovery served in Game 1, Delta St. John's will serve in Game 2. It's a good serve. Here's Marissa Garkey on a smash, played out nicely by St. John's. Fort Recovery back to St. John's, a smash, and the kill for Melanie King of St. John's. 1-0, St. John's takes the early lead here. Erica Munter is serving here for St. John's. She must be one of their better servers. Here comes the next one. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp, back to St. John's, and dinking it over was St. John's' Abby Bittner. Bittner gets a kill. That's her second kill of the evening, and another service point for Erica Munter. Munter serving again, jump serve, dug out by Paige Fortkamp. There's Emma Collig setting for Whitley Rammel, played nicely by St. John's, back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. It's smashed by Whitley Rammel, and she hits it out of bounds. Too much mustard on that for Whitley over the end line. Another service point for Abby Bittner. She will serve again. 3-0. And there's a kill attempt by Fort Recovery that went out of bounds. So another service point for Abby Bittner. She serves here again. It's 4-0. And an ace serve off of Paige Fortkamp. Paige kind of disgusted about that. Actually, it's Erica Munter serving. I misspoke a moment ago. Erica Munter serving. And here's a good serve to set for Fort Recovery for Lily Luthold. And here's the hit back by Delta St. John's to the Forks. And we got an illegal hit on Fort Recovery. A double hit called there on one of the Lady Indians. It makes it 6-0. And another service point for Erica Munter. It's 6-0 here. She has served six straight points. Another good serve and hit into the net by Paige Fortkamp. Timeout. Fort Recovery 7 straight service points by St. John's Erica Munter, and the Lady Indians are trailing here in game 2, 7-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist will work with you to ensure proper fitting of the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When the timeout is over, Coach Travis Guggenbiller not pleased there with what he's seen here. I don't blame him. 7-0, St. John's taking the lead here in game number 2. There's the serve by Munter, dug out by Paige Fortkamp, the sets, and the kill, I believe, by Whitley Rammel. No? Yes. It is correct. Whitley Rammel got the kill there. So that breaks the string of Munter and makes it 7-1, Lady Indians serving now. It's going to be Hope Wendell serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. And they're going to have to free ball it over, and they do. Back to Kiki Wendell. To Wendell, Hope Wendell, who will set for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel right down the line and got the kill. Whitley Rammel. For Whitley, that is kill number 5 on the night. She is actually leading the team in that department. And Hope Wendell picks up a service point. Another good serve by Hope. Back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp passes off to Hope Wendell, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey right down the line and point for Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey gets the kill. Lady Indians getting back in this after trailing 7-0. They're now only trailing 7-3. And another service point there for Hope Wendell. Good serve again. Bittner hits it back to Fort Recovery. The set by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will now set. And it's hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel, but Whitley hits it into the net for a hitting error. And that gives the serve back to Delphi St. John's. 8-3 now is the score. Lady Blue Jays leading here in game 2 after they lost the first game 25-20. Bittner is serving. Good serve. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will set to Whitley Rammel. Rammel hits it back over. Now St. John's on the set. Here's the smash by Bittner. No, the smash by, correction, by Melanie King. And Melanie King gets the kill. 9-3. Service point there for Abby Bittner. She'll serve again. It's a good serve, or is it? No, it's too long. Point Fort Recovery. Service error. Looked good, just a little bit too long. Fort Recovery used good judgment there, letting that go. Makes it 9-4. Lady Indians down by 5 with the side out now. Here's the serve by Fort Recovery's Madeline Kanapke. The smash and another kill by Melanie King. She is a good hitter. That's at least her 5th kill of the night, making it 10-4 now. And now serving for St. John's is Melanie King. King's serve is good. Dug out by Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell, who will set for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson got the kill. Mara Pearson gets a kill. I think she's only a freshman. I think that's her first kill of her high school career, maybe. Well, I don't know what she did against St. Mary's, but I don't think she had one the other night against Jay County. Side out for Recovery. Here's a smash back to the Lady Indians, and getting the kill for St. John's was Hallie Elwer, her second kill of the evening. Side out, St. John's. That makes it 11-5. St. John's leads by 6 here. Going back to serve now is Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp's serve is a good one. Dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over. Played by St. John's. Now free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey passing to Hope Wendell. And they say Hope was in the net. Hope Wendell in the net. Give the points to Delphus St. John's, and Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Good serve. Garkey will pass to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets to the side hitter. That is Paige Fortkamp, and Paige got the kill. Not one of her thundering kills, but again, it's a placement kill there. And side out for recovery, and now it's 12-6. Lady Indians down by 6 here in this second game, and Emma Collig will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. And a let serve, and she got the point. Ace for, once again, Emma Collig. Let serve, and those are legal these days. Just touched the top of the net and then fell on the other side. 12-7. 5-point lead now for St. John's. Good serve once again by Emma Collig. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Paige Fortkamp. A block by St. John's. Here's a smash. And they're going to call. I think it must have hit the antenna. Yeah, it hit the antenna on the hit there by Lily Luthold. So out of bounds, and St. John's gets the point. 13-7 now, St. John's by 6. Back to serve is Brianna Altenberger. Good serve. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Emma Collig will set for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige gets a kill. So for Paige, that's number 5 tonight. Nothing like she was playing the other night with the game against Jay County. She just hasn't had that many opportunities, really. Paige Fortkamp goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Her first service of the evening, I believe. Good serve. The dig went up and hit the rafters, came back down on the St. John's side, so point Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp will serve again. It's now 13-9. Lady Indians only trail by 4. And that serve is just barely out down here in the corner. And point St. John's, side out St. John's. And going back to serve now is Hallie Elwer. Elwer smashes the ball on the floor, ready to go here. Here's the serve, looks good. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Emma Collig will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it over and got the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill there. Way to go, Marissa. That is her third of the evening. That makes it 14-10 now. Lady Indians down by 4 again. Here is serving for Fort Recovery, Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve, and what's the whistle all about? They say St. John's in the net. Give the point to Fort Recovery. Give a service point to Aubrey Kanapke. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by St. John's to the net. Here's the set and the smash and the kill. Melanie King gets another kill. And for her this evening, that is number 6. And it's now 15-11. St. John's leads by 4 here in the second game. Fort Recovery won the first game, 25-20. St. John's took charge here by scoring the first 7 points of this second game, and they haven't let the lead go since then. St. John's has the ball, a smash played by Fort Recovery, and they couldn't hit it over, out of bounds. Erica Munter going back to serve now for St. John's Lady Blue Jays. It's a good serve, dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Here's the set and the smash by Whitley Ramel, and she got the kill. Whitley Ramel right on the back line for the kill. Lady Indians get the serve back, and Hope Wendell goes back to serve. We're trailing only by 4 here, 16-12, plenty of time. Need to get going here, though. Good serve by Hope Wendell. And it's an ace serve by Hope Wendell. They couldn't dig it out. Hope will serve again. That's her 6th service point of the night, including 1 ace. Another ace serve. This time that was a little short, and they couldn't play it again. 16-14. Hope Wendell brings Fort Recovery back to within 2. Still trailing St. John's by 2, 16-14. Here's the serve. And another ace serve as St. John's couldn't play that one. St. John's might want to think about a timeout here. 16-15, Fort Recovery leads by one. Hope Wendell serves again. This time it's not an ace. Hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash back by Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill. Whitley Rammel with a kill. It's another point for Hope Wendell, and there is the timeout I was talking about. St. John's calling time. We have a tie game now here in the second game. After the Lady Indians trailed 7-0, they have come back to tie it up.
Hey, Mark, have you heard about Cooper Farms' new giveaway?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Well, if you bring in a load of corn to Cooper Farms, you can enter yourself into their turkey basket giveaway. There's all kinds of turkey-related goodies like turkey jerky, snack sticks, and some delicious seasoning for turkey burgers. I was able to sign up today when I hauled in a load of corn. So, Mark, you better sell some loads of corn to Cooper Farms to be entered into their turkey basket giveaway.
I most definitely will have to do that. Thanks, Lindsay, for the insight.
This message was brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Back here at the home of the Lady Blue Jays, Delphus St. John's in Delphus, Ohio. It's about an hour and 15 minutes from Portland. Tied up 16-16. Another serve by Hope Wendell. She's been on quite a run here. Another good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the set. Look out for the hit. The smash back to Fort Recovery, played by Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Dug out nicely by St. John's. Here's a smash, a block by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel and Emma Collig get credit for the block there. Fort Recovery picks up the point. 17-16. Lady Indians have taken the lead for the first time in this second game. There's a smash by St. John's. Oh, a great save by Hope Wendell. And Whitley Rammel returns it after it got hit back to her. And she gets a kill. All of a sudden, the sky opens up against St. John's as Fort Recovery now leading 18-16. I'm thinking it was 16-12, maybe. There's a smash and a block by Whitley Rammel. Another point for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery now leads 19-16. Hope Wendell picks up another point. She has just been on a tear here. Gets a good serve there. Here's the set for St. John's. And finally, no. She didn't get it over. Another point for Fort Recovery's Hope Wendell. And that makes it 20-16, Lady Indians on top here. They've run off at least eight in a row. And we'll be back. Timeout, Delphus St. John's.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here we go with the serve by Fort Recovery's Hope Wendell. Another good one. The dink over by St. John's. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. A smash. St. John's plays it. Now they set. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. And freeballing it back is Whitley Rammel to St. John's. Here's the set for St. John's. Look out. And finally they break the string as Melanie King for St. John's gets her seventh kill of the night. That makes it 20-17. So the long run by Hope Wendell at the service line finally ends. Here is Abby Bittner serving, and she got an ace serve. Ace serve for Abby Bittner. That makes it 20-18 now. Fort Recovery's lead down to two. Abby Bittner will serve again. Here it comes. Good serve. And that one's too long. Fort Recovery gets a break there. Serve was too long. 21-18. Now going back to serve for the Lady Indians. going to be Madeline Kanapke, and Madeline got an ace serve. How about that? Right on the back line. She placed that perfectly. That's her first service point of the evening, and couldn't have come at a better time. 22-18. Madeline Kanapke will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by St. John's. Here's the hit. And it's too long by Melanie King of St. John's. Another service point for Madeline Kanapke. It's 23-18. Lady Indians lead by 5. Dug out by St. John's. Here's the set. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortcamp passing to Hope Wendell. Wendell back to Paige. A smash and got the kill again. Paige Fortcamp with another kill. She's starting to roll now. That gives her 6 kills on the night. And it's 24-18, and here is game point. Another service point for Madeline Kanapke, I should say. Good serve again. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Fortcamp hitting it back over and got the kill. That's it, 25-18. Fort Recovery wins the second game, 25-18, after St. John's took a 7-0 lead and led much of that game, but they couldn't hold the Lady Indians back. That was kill number 7 for Paige Fortcamp. And we've completed 2 games. Lady Indians taking a 2-0 lead here at the Delphi St. John's Gymnasium. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Okay, here we go with the third game, maybe the last one. If the Lady Indians can win it, it'll wrap it up tonight. That last one was a little scary, but the Lady Indians came back. Hope Wendell serving for Fort Recovery to start this third game. There's a smash by Bittner of Delphi St. John's and got the kill. Abby Bittner with her third kill of the evening. It makes it 1-0. St. John's on top, and now going back to serve is Erica Munter. She's an excellent server. Got the serve there. Smash by Whitley Rammel off the bankboard. And they're going to say that was out of bounds. Didn't quite understand that call. Out of bounds off of St. John's is what they said. So Fort Recovery picks up the point. It's 1-1. We're all tied up. Serving now is Madeline Kanapke. Good serve. Here's a smash by Bittner, and she got the kill. Cross-court hit. Abby Bittner. For her tonight, that is kill number 4. And here is the serve by Bittner. It's good to Marissa Garkis. Passes to Hope Wendell, who sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a smash, but Delphi St. John's returns it. Now here's Paige Fortkamp on a hit and hits it out of bounds. Hitting error for Paige Fortkamp. Makes it 3-1. Lady Blue Jays leading leading Fort Recovery here. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Got the kill. It's been a slow start each game tonight for Fort Recovery. But we're moving now. That's 9 kills on Whitley Rammel. She does lead the team in that category this evening. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Battle at the net. Marissa Garkey will pass to Hope Wendell, who sets for Grace Guggenbiller. A whistle, and they're going to say St. John's was in the net. So that gives it back to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell now serving. Good serve. Here's the set for St. John's, and a block by Paige Fortkamp. Paige Fortkamp gets a nice block there. And the point to Fort Recovery. Now we lead 4-3 after trailing briefly. Kiki Wendell gets the service point. She will serve again. Ace serve for Kiki. Right at the back line to Brooklyn Judy. Wrong team. To Brianna Altenberger. Brianna Altenberger of St. John's, and she could not play it, so give an ace to Kiara Wendell. Here's the next serve by Kiara, another good one. The set for St. John's, and there's a kill for Faith Wendell. Ah, come on. Not Faith Wendell, Melanie King. Sorry about that. Here we go with the next serve for St. John's. It's a good serve by Melanie King. And the hit back is out of bounds by Fort Recovery's Emma Collig. So give Melanie King a service point there. That makes it a tie score at 5-5. Melanie King serves again. Another good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Back over Marissa Garkey to the St. John's Lady Blue Jays. And they had a miscommunication there on who was going to play the set, and nobody did. Point Fort Recovery. Emma Collig will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians, with Fort Recovery leading 6-5 here in the third game. Fort Recovery won the first two games. This is the winning game here if we can nail it down. There's a hit and a kill by St. John's Hallie Elwer, her third of the evening. Gives side out to St. John's. Going back to serve is Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp serves to the back line. Paige Fortkamp passing to Emma Collig. Collig sets for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige cannot hit it over the net. Hitting error for Paige Fortkamp. Service point for Delphi St. John's. Cameron Mullenkamp serving again. Good serve. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Emma Collig, here's a hit back to St. John's. St. John's back over to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell to the front line to Emma Collig. He sets for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige gets a kill. Paige Fortkamp with kill number 8. 7-7 tie now. Fort Recovery, St. John's. Again, Fort Recovery won the first two games, 25-20 and 25-18. We also won the JV match tonight. Let's serve, but played by St. John's. They're having trouble. They free ball it over. Marissa Garkey passing to Emma Collig, and Emma could not set the ball as she wanted to do, and that's a point for Delphi St. John's. Here's Brianna Altenberger to serve for the Lady Blue Jays to Paige Fortkamp. Passing to the net, Emma Collig sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey hits it over. Here's St. John's back to Fort Recovery. The set for Emma Collig. There's Paige Fortkamp on a smash. Right down the middle towards the back line and got the kill. Another kill for Paige Fortkamp. Number 9. That makes it a tie at 8-8. for Recovery, trying to close the door here on this match, winning 3-0. St. John's has given us a tussle here. There's a hit, and they say it was out of bounds. Abby Bittner on the hit could not get it in bounds. 9-8. Fort Recovery leads by one. And there's a service error for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. Goes out of bounds. Makes the score 9-9 now, Fort Recovery and St. John's. And going back to serve for the Lady Blue Jays here is going to be Hallie Elwer. Elwer gets the volleyball. Here we go. 9-9 tie. St. John's serving. And it is a serve to Paige Bordkamp. Good one. Smash by Whitley Rammel, and Whitley hits it off the block, and it goes out of bounds off the block, and Whitley Rammel gets credit for the kill. Number 10 for Whitley this evening. 10-9, Lady Indians by one. We're in the third game. Good serve by Hope Wendell. Smashed by Bittner of St. John's, and they say it was out of bounds. Good hit there, but out of bounds. Hope Wendell gets another service point. She's had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 service points this evening. Another good serve, an ace serve for Hope Wendell. And that is number 4 for Hope in the ace department tonight. And 14 service points altogether. 12-9, Lady Indians lead by 3. Another good serve. The set for St. John's. Here's the hit, and it was out of bounds. A little bit too much mustard on that for Melanie King. Timeout is called by Delta St. John's. Fort Recovery with a 13-9 lead at the moment. We'll be back after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kopp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Next week, the Lady Indians will be entertaining Salina on Tuesday. And another conference match coming up on Thursday. Slips my mind, though, which one it is. Here's Hope Wendell on the serve. Good serve again. And a miss hit by the Lady Blue Jays, Abby Bittner. And guess what? Hope Wendell gets another service point. That is number 16 on the night. 14-9, Lady Indians on top by 5. Hope Wendell serves again. Another good serve. And over to Radio Rob here, and I had to bash it away before it hit my equipment. Another service ace for Hope Wendell. Here we go with Hope Wendell again. Another good serve. This time St. John's plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Kill by Whitley off the fist of St. John's Cameron Mullenkamp. Another service point for Hope Wendell. It's now 16-9, Lady Indians by 7. Hope Wendell on a good serve again. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Marissa Garkey. Garkey's hit is blocked, but it goes out of bounds. So give Garkey credit for a kill. Marissa Garkey gets kill number 4 tonight. Makes it 17-9. And guess what? Another service point for Hope Wendell. Wendell serves again. At the net. And this time St. John's able to get the point. Give credit to Erica Munter for the kill there. And it's... That stops the bleeding for St. John's for the moment. 17-10. Fort Recovery leads by 7. St. John's with the serve. And Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel hits it over, but too long. So give a service point there to Erica Munter, and she will serve again. Makes it 17-11 now. Fort Recovery's lead back to 6 points. Munter serving. Let's serve, played by Fort Recovery, back to St. John's. Here's the dink over by Bittner, and Fort Recovery will pass over to Marissa Garkey, who dinks it over for the kill. Marissa Garkey, the junior, gets her fifth kill. It makes it now 18-11. Coming in to serve for Fort Recovery now is Madeline Knapke. Good serve by Maddie. And it's an ace serve. Knapke with an ace serve. That's her second of the night. Timeout. St. John's, they trail 19-11. Fort Recovery wins this game. It's over. We'll be back in a moment.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
We thank all the sponsors, you folks here in the game. Don't forget, tomorrow night, no tickets for Fort Recovery football fans except for the team. So if you want to hear the game tomorrow night, listen to FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm assuming Jeff Hobbs will be behind the microphone tomorrow night again. FortRecoveryRadio.com at Parkway tomorrow night. There's no tickets available to the Fort Recovery fan base. So listen in on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. There's a serve by Fort Recovery, and it's a return out of bounds by Melanie King. Give the service point to Madeline Knapke. Makes it 20-11. She serves again. Another good serve. Another ace serve. That one went off the dig and then up and hit the bank board hanging down from the ceiling and on the floor. So give Madeline Knapke another ace serve. That's her third of the evening. 21-11 now, Fort Recovery leading. And this time they dig it out, but the second can't get the second hit, and it's another service point for Madeline Knapke. 22-11 now. Knapke serves again. This time it's a service error at the top of the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. So St. John's gets the side out back here. Looks like Bittner serving. It is. And she gets an ace serve. Kiki Wendell could not dig that out. Give Abby Bittner an ace serve, which for her, that is her third of the evening. She is an excellent server, as is Erica Munter. There's a serve again. This one's too long. Well, I guess I bragged on her too much there. Service error by Bittner out of bounds. That's at least the second time tonight she's done that. 23-13, Lady Indians lead by 10, trying to close it out. Kiki Wendell on the serve, one of our better servers, and guess what? She hit it into the net. Service error. Doggone it. Makes it 23-14. Now back to serve for St. John's, Melanie King. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Hope Wendell will set to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller hits it over. St. John's can't get it back. And it's a point for Fort Recovery. Double hit called. 24-14 now. And here is Emma Kollig to try to close it out. 24-14. Lady Indians lead by 10. Here's match point. Good serve dug out by St. John's. Here's the set at the net. Back to St. John's, the set again. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there to Allie Kramer of St. John's. That was her first kill of the night. It makes it now 24-15. Back to serve for St. John's, Cameron Mullenkamp. Dug out by the back line. Here's Emma Kollig to Paige Bortkamp. And Paige gets the kill, and that's it. 25-15. It's over. Paige Fortkamp with the kill there, wrapping it up. That was her 10th kill of the night. So we had two players with double-digit kills, Whitley Rammel and Paige Fortkamp. Both will try to wrap it up for you right after we pause for this here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the St. John's Gymnasium at Delphus, as Fort Recovery wins in three games over St. John's tonight in high school volleyball. In the first conference matchup of the year, 25-20, 25-18, and 25-15. Giving you the stats for Fort Recovery. We had Paige Fortkamp with 10 kills, one block, and one service point for Paige. Whitley Rammel also with 10 kills. In fact, she had 11 kills and three blocks for Whitley Rammel. Of course, my stats are all unofficial. She also had three service points, including one ace. For Hope Wendell, Hope ended up this evening with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19 service points and ended up with 5 aces for, I wonder if I gave those points. I think these other service points should have been given to Hope here that I mistakenly gave to Whitley. So let's say she had 22 service points with 6 aces for Hope Wendell. What a night serving for Hope. Kiera Wendell had 8 service points, including and 2 kills as well. Marissa Garkey with 5 kills. Emma Colleague had 3 service points, including an ace and 1 block. Madeline Knapke with 7 service points and 3 aces. Lily Luthold had a kill. Mara Pearson had a service point and a kill. And Aubrey Knapke with 2 service points. Grace Guggenbiller had 2 kills. Again, leading the team in kills, Whitley Rammel with 11. And she also had 3 blocks, and Paige Fortkamp with 10 kills and 1 block. And again, Hope Wendell with the team leader in assist tonight, and also led the team in service points with 22 service points and 6 aces. For the Lady Blue Jays, who were the losers tonight, Abby Bittner had 7 service points, including 3 aces and 4 kills. Cameron Mullenkamp with 3 service points. Allie Kramer with 1 kill. Erica Munter had 12 service points, including 1 ace and 1 kill. Hallie Elwer had 3 kills. Melanie King with 8 kills and 1 service point. And that was it for St. John's. St. John's drops to 1-2 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 3-0 on the year, again winning 25-20, 25-18, 25-15. Fort Recovery also won the JV matchup tonight, 25-15, 25-8, to go to 3-0 on the year. The St. John's Junior Varsity also falls to 1-2 on the year. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly for the radio station WPGW. Don't forget, you can't go to the football game tomorrow night because there's no tickets available for Fort Recovery fans, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Tune in for the broadcast. So, for our fine sponsors and for our Lady Indians, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.